Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors.
Online at sportingjournalradio.com.
All right, this is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com, or by subscribing in iTunes. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods. We've also got Lucas Mertens from Haybale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake. And right now, we're going to head up, northwest central, not even quite sure what part of the state you would call that. West Central, the north part of West Central, I don't know. Nicole Larson is our guest here on Sporting Journal Radio. Nicole, what part of this, what do you consider that part of the state up there?
I guess I am the same as you, West Central?
Kind of West Central-ish, yeah. Yeah, I suppose that would work. All right. Well, but you're actually driving today, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us while you're in the vehicle.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you very much. And you got Chase in the vehicle with you as well?
Yes, I have my one-year-old son partying in the back seat with me. So.
Nice. And he's what? It's so easy nowadays. You just give him something to watch, right? And watch TV shows or something?
Yeah, usually I bring my iPad along, but I set the bags in front of the door. I'm trying to gather everything, kind of chaotic, and he must have taken it out of the bag and, who knows, chucked it down the stairs. But he's asking for his absolute favorite movie is Dory. So he's looking for Dory, and he's like, Dory, Dory, in the back seat. There's no Dory.
So, oh, no.
I know.
So how far into your – you got a couple hours to go, don't you?
Yeah, I have 3 hours to go, so it's going to be a long drive.
Man, I'm the same way when I get in the truck for a long drive. If I don't have Dory, I'm just a mess for the whole trip.
Dory, huh? You got a little extra Finding Nemo and stuff on there, too?
Right. Well, yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Variety.
That's right. Nicole Larson, our guest here, Sporting Journal Radio. I want to have you on the show for a couple of reasons. I want to talk, obviously, hunting, and you're probably getting ready for turkeys here pretty soon. And, of course, you're a wildlife artist, and the work you do is incredible. So we're definitely going to talk about that here on the radio show. But having a one-year-old, this brings up, I didn't even have this question prepared. Honestly, I didn't have any questions prepared, but don't tell anybody. Having a one-year-old and getting ready for, you know, say turkey season or even deer season, getting ready for anything, how has that affected your hunting and fishing for that matter?
Oh, it takes me a lot longer. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world, but you definitely have to learn some ways around, some tricks, things to keep him busy, because he's a busy little guy. I heard a lot of little boys are busy, so he keeps me on my toes, and if I'm packing stuff and I'm not watching him, he'll go through and pull my release out or something. You know, he's always digging through something. So yeah, I've been on a couple trips where I'm missing things, as you can tell, like now without my iPad.
Sure.
So.
Sure. And, you know, obviously as a parent, you don't mind boy or girl. You're going to love them equally. But I bet Brent, your husband, is pretty happy that you had a little boy, I bet.
Oh, he is. He already has his first little traditional bow. He's been pulling it back and shooting at pillows in the living room. It's pretty adorable.
So. Well, it's adorable. Like, it's adorable when he does it. But when Brent does it, you get all upset.
Yes, yeah. He pokes bigger holes in the pillows. It doesn't work very good. Damages the wall.
All right. Well, so turkey season is coming up. Have you even had a chance to think about it at all?
Oh, I think about it. I'm ready for spring. I'm really tired of winter. I am not a winter person. As soon as the snow melts, I'm out there shed hunting and scouting for turkeys. So I'm ready.
Sure. Well, in shed hunting, I bet you can even bring Chase with when you go shed hunting.
Yep, I have a special, like a hiking backpack, and him and I, we go a lot of places, and I have my dog Gage, and then obviously my new puppy Maverick, who's turning out to be quite the shed hunting machine, so it's going to be fun this year.
That's awesome. So when you say you have a special hiking backpack, is that a special pack that you have packed to bring him along? Does he ride in it, or do you just have...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's got a metal frame in it, so it's similar to something you take elk hunting. And then it's got a chair a seat that hangs down in the middle of the metal frame. So his little legs can hang out, but it's really supportive and comfortable. And then it's got pockets in the bottom for me to put all the snacks and everything to keep him busy. So it works pretty well.
Did somebody say snacks?
Yes. Gummies.
Now, is that something you can buy, or did you build that, or what is that?
No, I bought it. I actually got it from, off of Craigslist out of all things, but it's called an Osprey. And so it's designed for moms and dads that like to take their little ones out with them. And so it works perfect for us because we use the heck out of it. So
nice. Nicole Larson, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio. Have you done any shed hunting then yet?
I did a little bit, actually. You know, yesterday I was doing drills with my pup, and he was running in and out and finding some of the fake ones. But earlier, we've been out twice, but there's just so much snow.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And I don't think it's slowly melting. It's going to be a slow melt this year, I think.
Yeah, it's just dragging on, that's for sure. But I'm ready. I'm going to go out Saturday, so.
Okay, very cool. And then turkeys. Have you been seeing turkeys around at all?
You know what? This year, because we feed the animals year-round, obviously not during hunting season, but we feed them like...
What do you mean? That's the best time to be doing it.
I know. We usually have some feeders in the backyard and for Chase to kind of watch the animals. And this year we've had hundreds of turkeys, which, you know, we live off of a park. And so there's typically turkeys there, but the numbers have been pretty poor. There's a lot of hunting pressure around the park. But for whatever reason, this year we've had at any given time 150, 200 birds, you know, and they're wintering. So they're in big groups and they disperse really far. But we've had a lot of really nice toms. So, looking promising.
Good. Nice. All right. Well, I'm pretty excited about it. We want to come up if we can get this worked out. We want to come up and film you turkey hunting this year for Prairie Sportsman. And then also talk about your wildlife art, because you're a very talented and accomplished wildlife artist as well. And it ties in with turkey hunting, because a lot of the artwork you do, you paint on turkey feathers.
Yes. Yep. That, you know, people give me a hard time, but for me, it's kind of like deer hunting, but in a different way. Like I like to wait and shoot like the older deer. I like the older toms as well. And the reason being is I have like the big wide tail feathers, and those to me are what I need for my artwork. I like the big wide tail feathers. And so a lot of times I'm letting a bird come in, I'm like, could you strut first? Just so I can make sure your tail fan is good enough. And if it's not, then yeah, I let him go.
Let's see. That's a nice problem to have. Let's see. I got a tom right in front of me. Should I shoot? Nah, the tail feathers just aren't quite right. Where I'm like, is that turkey within 70 yards? It's getting shot. It's happening. I don't care. I just need to shoot one. But oh, that's great. So how did you get first? Okay, let's back way up. How did you get interested in artwork?
You know, when I was young, I was lucky. I grew up on a really big farm, like 200 acres. I'm sorry if you can hear Chase in the background. He's yelling turkey right now.
nice.
When I grew up on that farm, I had always had my mom set a pen or pencil and paper in my hand. And I remember sneaking out into the woods when I was young and finding deer and different animals. And I would draw them and study them. And that's kind of what I would do. So that's kind of where it grew. And that's where it started. So.
And you actually just kind of went out and started teaching yourself to bow hunt at an early age too, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, and that's where my artwork and hunting kind of came hand in hand with it. I would try to get as close as I could to these deer. I would learn, you know, how I could and what I could get away with. And when I was drawing them, it became a thing where I was like, and I'd always liked to catch things when I was a kid, frogs and snakes and whatever. And I always loved fishing. And so when I was out in the woods and I'd spend these time with deers, I remember my dad would go hunting like on the week, you know, when rifle opener would happen, and it was not a girl thing, you know, it was just, that's what the guys did. And they did it for one week and out of the year or whatever. And I remember seeing it and seeing they brought deer in and becoming more and more interested in it. And then finally one year for Christmas, my dad got me a bow. I kept begging him and he dropped me off at an archery shop. And from then on, it was like, here you go. You know, this guy's going to teach you how to shoot this bow and go from there. And I did. And it just became a passion. So not only with the artwork, but the hunting as well.
And I keep seeing pictures of you with big deer on Facebook. How many big deer have you been shooting lately?
I've had a couple really, really good years. Minnesota for us is hard. Like one of the spots we hunt is pretty much, it's hunted harder than public land. There's some guys there that they basically have more, they have permission to hunt there too. And they're out there like hunting the wrong wind and everything.
Chase wants to be on the radio.
He wants to be on the radio. He wants people to hear him. Well, anyways, as far with hunting this spot, it's been really tough. And so I've gotten really lucky. I had a really big buck come out 2 years ago and was able to kill him. And I'm talking, I got like 2 acres of trees and it's on a 250-acre field. And he ended up coming by me.
Hmm.
And so I got him.
Wow.
And then this last September, I shot a really big 4x4. It's actually 150-inch 4x4. And that's one of my biggest bucks. And I got really lucky with him, too. But the best part about him is we killed him on our own 40-acre farm.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's really cool. And that's a farm that you and Brent purchased a couple of years ago. You did a lot of remodeling. Did you build the house or remodeled the house?
We remodeled it. I did not know what we were getting into. So moved up there because of the hunting and fishing. I mean, that's what we love to do. And so that's why we moved up there. And it took us forever to find a farm. But when we did, we knew we wanted to be off of the state park just because, you know, you have a huge sanctuary in your backyard.
Sure.
And whether it's 10 or 40 acres, it's the right 10 or 40 acres because you're off the park. And so when we found this place, and we had actually hunted there before it came up for sale, one day we just happened to drive by it. It was for sale. And I talked to the guy and pretty much made an offer right there. We were standing in the driveway visiting with him, and it was the weirdest thing. It had to have been 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he had a bunch of horses in the house. All it was a pasture when we bought it. And
he had horses in the house?
Well, let's say a miniature horse.
Okay.
And then he had like 40 of them out in this pasture. And I remember standing there talking to him, thinking this place is like a major dump, and it was. But when we were standing there talking to him, like a 145-inch buck in full velvet came wandering up over the hill in the middle of daylight and just kept walking, and both Brent and I looked at each other and were like, yep, we want it.
It's a sign.
So, and we've killed a good buck off of it every year, so it's the right property.
Wow. That's perfect. Well, Nicole Larson, our guest here, Sporting Journal Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk about Field of Dreams TV. We'll talk about your wildlife artwork. We'll talk more hunting, too, coming up on Sporting Journal Radio.
No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The snow bear fleet is on the ice every day at Haybale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Haybale Heights. Visit HaybaleHeights.com to book your trip today.
Waterfowl Hunters. Waterfowl Hunters. If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season, you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfowl action possible. Take that plug out of your gun and chase snows with Mid-Migration Outfitters. Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfowl migration up close and personal.
Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind.
Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more. That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com.
The ice is strong and the bite is on. Welcome to the walleye capital of the world. Welcome to Lake of the Woods. With over 50 resorts and motels to stay at, Lake of the Woods is a winter destination trip that deserves to be on every angler's list. Bring the family too. Book a fully guided trip in a heated fish house or do it yourself. Don't leave the snowmobiles at home either. The Lake of the Woods area offers hundreds of miles of groomed trails to spend the day on. Come visit the walleye capital of the world. Come visit Lake of the Woods. Plan your trip at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
We're back, Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com, and by subscribing in iTunes. Our guest, Nicole Larson, here on Sporting Journal Radio. She's with Field of Dreams TV. She's also got her wildlife artwork, married to Brent, of course. Got Chase in the back seat right now as she's rolling down the interstate and doing some radio. So I appreciate you taking some time and being on the radio show with us. And we were talking about your new place that you guys moved into. You've done a lot of work to it, and you had to put kind of a big wall for all those big giant deer that you guys keep killing. Nicole.
Yeah. Yes. We took the garage down and we actually made it into our living room. Big tall walls, and we've already got them pretty well filled up. So
that's not bad. Now you guys, of course, you got your place that you hunt in Minnesota, but you guys hunt what, North Dakota, and then some of the states to the south?
Yes, we actually spend most of our time in North Dakota. We're going to spend some time in South Dakota this year. Hopefully go after some Merriams and then cool. some mule deer in the fall. So
nice. Yeah, very good. And, you know, you bring up Merriams and, of course, turkeys. And I meant to start talking about this about 10, 15 minutes ago, but I wanted to talk about your wildlife art. And obviously you do paintings and things like that. But a big chunk of your artwork is on turkey feathers. We talked about how you got into art, but how did you get into painting on turkey feathers?
Well, a friend and I were in Wisconsin turkey hunting, and we never did get a bird that first year that I had went out with him, but we found some really nice feathers, and I was like, I wonder what you could do with these. I don't want to waste them. And my friend's like, why don't you should try painting on them. He's like, do you think you could paint on them? And I was like, no, but you know, I can give it a try. So I took a couple of them home, and it wasn't pretty at first, but eventually after a couple of years, I really developed it. I don't know why I didn't give it up, because it was really frustrating at first, but you know, now that I've really kind of come up with some techniques and stuff, it's worked for me. So.
And I've seen you paint on pheasant feathers once in a while, too. Do you do anything? I mean, it's mostly turkey feathers, though, right?
Turkeys, pheasants, grouse, anything that I can, that's a nice sized feather or fan, I'll paint on.
Well, so. Well, how many turkey feathers do you suppose you've done now?
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't know. I think last year I did 400.
Wow. Jeez. Now, do people say, hey, I shot this turkey. I've got this lab. I'd really love to get a painting of my dog on my turkey feather. Do they send you a picture of their dog and a turkey feather? How do you get inspiration for some of these?
Yes. Actually, that's what happens a lot. You know, it's whatever they want me to paint. A lot of it is their dog, though. And some people think it's different. They're like, why a dog on a turkey feather? But it's just a different form of canvas. And since it's like a natural canvas, it goes well with a hunting dog. And I do even just pets on turkey feathers. It's pretty cool. They can't be replicated, you know, so it's kind of your own little original. But as far as people giving me turkey feathers, that it does happen, but not as often as I prefer to pick my own feathers just because they need to be perfect.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. So what, I know this is going to be like asking which one is your favorite kid, which is obvious since you just have one, but what turkey feather painting are you most proud of, you think?
I have a triple set, I call it. So it's like three feathers together, and it's of some wolves running through the snow.
Oh, cool.
So that was one of my favorite ones that I've done, besides some of my Native American pieces. Those always turn out really cool as well.
And I know we can see some of those pictures on Facebook. Now, I know you've got a Field of Dreams TV Facebook page where we see a lot of pictures of you and Brent with your big deer and turkeys and things like that. But you also have one for your artwork, right?
Yeah, yep. It's Larson's Wildlife Art on Facebook. So that one has like all feathers all the time. So, and a lot of my latest work is on there.
Larson's Wildlife Art?
Yep. Larson's Wildlife Art. Yep.
Larson's Wildlife Art on Facebook. And then do you have a website as well?
Well, right now we're working on separating the two, but we have my artwork is on its own page under fieldofdreamstv.com. So, because they kind of go hand in hand. A lot of times when we're hunting and stuff and I'm taking feathers from that particular bird and we talk about it, you know, and then use the painting and stuff from there. It kind of goes together because we're using some of those shoots with me painting in some of our hunting shows.
Sure. So. They do absolutely tie in together. And are you going to keep doing turkey feathers, or do you have some ideas in mind of something big or something different? Or are you going to keep sticking to feather work?
No, I enjoy the feathers. It's not something that I want to keep like just exclusively do feathers. I've been very busy with it, which is great. But I just started my first canvas, so that's kind of in the works, and we'll see where that goes. I've been afraid of canvas for a long time, and I actually met the Hotman brothers at the Deer Classic last year, and they talked me into trying canvas. So I'm working on my very first canvas and try not to be afraid of it. I don't know why I've been afraid of it, but I didn't think I would be as good at that as I was with feathers, because I preferred just painting the subject and not the entire scene. So we'll see where this one goes.
Sure. Sure. Well, good luck with everything. And of course, good luck with the rest of your drive. Say hi to Chase there for us. And of course, say hi to Brent there for us too. And if people listening right now say, man, I would love to see more of this work, or I would love to buy one or commission some artwork, what do they need to do?
Basically, either go on my Facebook page, the Larson's Wildlife Art, and contact me that way, or just on my personal Facebook page. A lot of people get a hold of me that way as well. It's just Nicole Weller Larson, and that's on Facebook.
Very good. All right, Nicole Larson, good luck with everything. Thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
Hey, thank you.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to Joe Henry about Lake of the Woods. Find out just how late you might be able to ice fish up there, and then maybe get an update on the Rainy River as well. And Lucas Mertens from Hay Bale Heights will check in to talk Devil's Lake and just how much ice there is up there. I think if you like ice fishing, you may be doing it for a while.
Waterfall Hunters.
If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season,
you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfall action possible.
Take that plug out of your gun and chase snows with Mid-Migration Outfitters.
Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfall migration up close and personal.
Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind.
Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more.
That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The snow bear fleet is on the ice every day at Hay Bale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Hay Bale Heights. Visit haybaleheights.com to book your trip today.
Want to know a great way to enhance the fun and rewards of your own hunt while investing in the future of sport hunting? Babe Winkleman here for the Minnesota DNR and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, suggesting one fine way is to invite a first-timer or inactive hunter along to deer camp this season. It's a wonderful opportunity to pass along a wholesome, challenging, lifelong tradition, sharing quality time with family or friends, support conservation efforts in this fine state, and present the gift of your knowledge and skill to someone special. Best of all, you'll love the feeling of knowing you've made a difference in another person's life who may not have otherwise had the opportunity to go hunting on their own. Still not sure? Then think back to those who nurtured your love of hunting and their sacrifices made on your behalf. Now, isn't that something well worth giving back? Just don't wait too long, because deer season's just around the corner. Invite someone new along this year, show them what hunting is all about, and I promise you'll be awfully glad you did.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network. Online at sportingjournalradio.com and by subscribing at iTunes. I'm Brett Amundson. Now we're going to head up to Devil's Lake to check in with Lucas Mertens from Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Lucas, how are things?
Hey, Brett. Things are looking good. The weather's good and the ice is holding up real good, so everything is good.
Man, what a crazy winter, you know, or crazy spring. I don't even know what to call it right now, because we're in South Dakota trying to chase snow geese. And we've made the joke, you know, normally, I think last year we were up into North Dakota fun hunting for snows at the beginning of April, and we're, you know, in southern South Dakota, and I have a feeling we could be here until May.
Yeah, the weather is, well, it's nice and sunny, and we get about right at that freezing mark, 32 degrees, but our nights have been really cold. We get down, yesterday we were down to 5 degrees. So, you know, this weather really hasn't affected the ice or the lake at all yet.
Well, that's good when you run an ice fishing business.
Yeah, I guess you don't ever want it to end.
Yeah, it's good when you run an ice fishing business and your walleye season doesn't close, or perch season either, for that matter.
Yeah, we are one of the only places around where our season never closes. It's open 365 days a year.
So will you, as long as you got good ice, will you keep running clients?
Oh, for sure. Yep. We'll keep going until Mother Nature says that we can't. And just by looking at the long range forecast, I mean, 2 weeks out, it shows us only for, you know, the same type of weather, you know, highs right around 32 and lows in the, you know, 10 to 15. So nothing real crazy to melt this ice or deteriorate it any.
Talking with Lucas Mertens from Haybale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake. So how much you say this weather really hasn't, you know, melted much of the ice up there. So how much ice do you think you got?
Well, we still have that right around that 3 feet to 40 inches of ice. So a lot of work goes into drilling holes this time of year.
You know, a lot of people look forward to spring fishing and open water on Devil's Lake because the walleye fishing can be really good. Traditionally, when does that water start to open up?
Oh, I would say somewhere between the 1st of April and in the 20th is usually, you know, guys are out in the field seeding crops and everything is kind of summery. But I don't know, it just sure doesn't seem like spring or summer around here yet.
Yeah, middle of March, and it you know, we've been just praying for 50 degree weather. And at one point about a week ago, we had a forecast that had, I think it had 3 days in the 50s here in southern South Dakota, and we had I think basically there, then I changed it to one, and then it's low 40s pretty much for the next 15 days. So as a person, I'd be pretty upset about it. As a snow goose hunter, I'm not real happy about it because we need these adults to move up to your neck of the woods, up to North Dakota up there, so we can get into some of these younger birds. But I'll tell you what, if I liked to ice fish, I'd probably be calling you up at Haybale Heights right now to go chase some of those perch on Devil's Lake, Lucas.
Yeah, the nice thing about this weather is we can get outside now. You know, it's not 20 below, you know, 20, 25 degrees up in North Dakota feels pretty nice to us. You know, you'll start seeing people in short sleeve T-shirts and kind of some crazy stuff. But, you know, we can get outside. We can get a little tan. And the pressure on the lake really slows down this time of year. You know, people have other things on their minds. They, you know, so it's just a really good time to come up and get on some of these fish. Low pressure, weather's nice, and the fish are generally biting really, really well this time of year.
Stable weather, that's usually kind of what you want up there. And you're finding big schools of perch?
Yep, there are a lot of big schools of perch. They seem to still be out deep. The walleye bite is really good at nights and in the mornings, but these fish are still roaming around way out in the basins yet. So maybe that tells us that spring isn't coming yet, because they haven't really pushed up into the shallows like the perch tend to do on Devil's Lake this time of year.
Isn't it funny how you can almost predict the weather by how wildlife are acting? it's like they know more than our meteorologists do.
Well, yeah, they live out there every day. They probably know more than we think they do.
That's crazy. Lucas Mertens, Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. So good ice late into spring, it looks like, so far this year, with the forecast calling for cool temperatures and some still freezing temperatures at night. So you'll keep running clients for as long as people keep calling you and say they want to do some ice fishing and you got safe ice, you're going to take them out there. And then when do you normally switch over to open water fishing for guiding?
Oh, open water will start sometime in May, I guess. Probably mid-May, 20th, somewhere in there.
Unless you still have 2 feet of ice on the lake.
Well, let's hope we don't have 2 feet of ice in May.
You never know. I remember a couple of years ago for the Minnesota fishing opener. It was the year the governor's opener was in Park Rapids. We actually had to go. We had a lake picked out that we were going to go fish, and we ended up having to go to a different one because that one still had plenty of ice on it. Even the lake we fished had ice on it in parts. And some guys were joking about ice fishing on the opener. I've seen it a lot in Minnesota where they're ice fishing in May. And I don't really like it either. So
as the general public, I think everybody's ready to be outside and do things like that. But Mother Nature is going to do what she wants to do, and we're just going to go with the flow.
That's right. All right. Well, Lucas, maybe people are starting to think about summer. They want to book a summer trip to Haybale Heights Campground and Resort, or if they want to get in on some of this late season ice fishing for those big jumbos on Devil's Lake and some of those nice walleyes too. How can they reach up there?
They can call me direct, 701-351-3130. They can check out our Facebook page, or they can go to our website, haybaleheights.com.
Haybaleheights.com. All right, very good. Lucas Mertens, thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, we got a new episode of Prairie Sportsman coming up Sunday, March 25th on Pioneer Public Television. So check your local guide. Just search for Prairie Sportsman on your local guide. Now, there are some other TV providers out there, some of the other public TV stations around the state of Minnesota and even Fargo that are going to be carrying the show or are carrying the show. And so they carry it at different times and different episodes. So you'll just have to check your guide and watch for Prairie Sportsman. And you can follow along with the latest episodes at prairiesportsman.org or see what we've got coming up on the Prairie Sportsman Facebook page, Prairie Sportsman on Instagram. Check it out, prairiesportsman.org. New episode coming up Sunday, March 25th. And it's something a little bit different. We went and actually checked out some fat bike trails. If you've never done this, it's kind of cool because it allows you to get away. Like, we went down to the Minnesota River Bottoms. It's a wildlife refuge, and saw all kinds of wildlife and actually biked through the woods down there. And you're right next to the Twin Cities, which I usually try to, I'll be honest, I usually try to stay out of the city as much as possible, but we were pretty close to it, yet we were able to get out of the city. So it's pretty interesting. It's a little wildlife oasis near the Twin Cities metro area, and we'll feature that coming up on Sunday, March 25th. Search your guide for Prairie Sportsman.
The next update for North Dakota fishing regulations has been finalized. Hi, this is Doug Lear with your weekly North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. North Dakota's 2018-2020 fishing proclamation is set, with regulations effective April 1st, 2018 through March 31st, 2020. Fishing licenses for the 2018-2019 season can be purchased online at the State Game and Fish Department website, gf.nd.gov, or at license vendors that are linked to the department's online licensing system. Anglers are reminded that new fishing licenses are required April 1st. Licenses may also be purchased by calling the department's instant licensing telephone number at 800-406-6409. A service charge is added for this option. The printed version of the new North Dakota Fishing Guide is now available at Game and Fish offices and license vendors throughout the state. Noteworthy regulation changes include: the season for taking up non-game fish with a bow will now be open year-round. The transportation of live white suckers other than within Richland, Cass, Trail, Grand Forks, Walsh, and Pembina counties is now illegal. The beginning of the dark house spearfishing season changes from December 1st to whenever ice up occurs. Paddlefish snagging will begin at 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. each day during the season. Also, the paddlefish season length will be shortened to 21 days, running May 1st to May 21st. The statewide daily and possession limit for bluegill is reduced to 10 and 20 respectively, compared to 20 and 40 in previous years. Game and fish biologists feel that reducing the harvest somewhat should help maintain the size of bluegill in some lakes. That's this week's North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. I'm biologist.
The ice is strong and the bite is on. Welcome to the walleye capital of the world. Welcome to Lake of the Woods. With over 50 resorts and motels to stay at, Lake of the Woods is a winter destination trip that deserves to be on every angler's list. Bring the family too. Book a fully guided trip in a heated fish house or do it yourself. Don't leave the snowmobiles at home either. The Lake of the Woods area offers hundreds of miles of groomed trails to spend the day on. Come visit the walleye capital of the world. Come visit Lake of the Woods. Plan your trip at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Waterfowl Hunters. Waterfowl Hunters.
If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season, you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfowl action possible. Take that plug out of your gun and chase snows with Mid-Migration Outfitters.
Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfowl migration up close and personal.
Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind.
Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more. That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com. No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The snow bear fleet is on the ice every day at Haybale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Haybale Heights. Visit HaybaleHeights.com to book your trip today.
Every year, countless birds and small animals become victims of domestic cats. To keep cats and wildlife safer, the Minnesota Cats Indoors Project reminds you to please keep your cat indoors.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
We're back, Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com, and by subscribing to the podcast in iTunes. We're chasing snow geese right now, but man, I think the fishing would have been a better option, at least this past week. The snow goose hunting has been tough with all these adult birds around, and this weather has kind of kept them around because there's still tons of ice on all the lakes north of us. And that's great if you like ice fishing, like Joe Henry at Lake of the Woods. Joe, I bet people are fishing like crazy up there right now.
Well, we're fishing, but the question I have, what has a bigger brain, a snow goose or a walleye?
That's a great question.
I mean, really, really, you know, it's so much of what we do is, you know, we're trying to figure out these animals and, you know, really we're playing against their instincts mainly, aren't we?
We are. And it's funny because they have a very small brain, yet they do some things that make you wonder how the heck they got so smart.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. You know, We are fishing walleyes, and, you know, as we talk about a lot because it gets misconstrued in the lower part of the state. But, you know, up at Lake of the Woods, because we're border water with Canada, you know, our ice season, actually, we can have fish houses on the ice overnight through March 31st. Walleyes go through April 14th, and pike never close. What that does is that really sets up for some awesome fishing in March, because a couple things going on. Number one, we still have 4 to 5 feet of ice. We got plenty of ice. We're driving all over the place. Life is good that way. Secondly, you know, those fish, you talk about instincts, you know, those fish, they're doing certain things because of the length of days. And, you know, the walleyes, they're staging in certain areas, they're starting to move in, they're starting to get the feed bag on. Pike are no different. I know up at the northwest angle, they're getting a lot of fish. They're also going after the crappies up there. I mean, it's just a neat, neat time of the year, Brent, where, you know, if you get a nice day, you can go outside and, sit outside. You really need sunscreen because it's the sun's at the same strength as it would be in September. And you get out in that ice and you sit back and you soak those rays up and you whack walleyes or pike, whichever you're going after. And it's such a neat time.
It is a neat time. And it's a great time to be able to catch walleyes when you can't really anywhere else. And people in Minnesota, they like fishing for walleyes. I've heard anyway, Joe.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's funny because when we're out there catching walleyes, you always kind of know it's spring because you start seeing the first flocks of seagulls coming back landing on the ice.
Mm. Sure, sure. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I like spring so much is that whole migration, whether it's seagulls or snow geese, Canadas and ducks and all things like that. And then I usually look forward to when I get back from chasing snow geese, I look forward to going up to the Rainy River and doing some of the fishing up there. Although, I don't know, everybody, I think it's going to be a slow melt this year, Joe.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to tell. Who knows? And, you know, that rainy can pop quick, pretty quick when it goes. I can tell you right now, we got, as we speak, and right now we're, you know, it's midweek on during the week, but I mean, it's 14 miles east of Birchdale, there's open water. So we're already tracking it on our Facebook page and on our website. And so we're watching it. And, you know, we get a little bit of rain, a little bit of warm weather, which we're getting the warm weather this week. You know, that when that water starts flowing, that ice can go pretty darn quick. So time will tell. Who knows? You know, we can't control it. All we do is track it. And, you know, we'll see. Are we going to get a few weeks of fishing in? Are we going to get 2 weeks in, 1 week in? I don't know, of river fishing. You know, and that, again, that goes up to April 14th. So that's really the deadline. So the idea is that river going to pop open so people can get their boats in prior to that April 14th date?
Right. And you know what? Honestly, so, and I know the draw is to go up there and catch walleyes, and you can only keep two, so people are going after those giant ones up there. But I'm sorry, but I really enjoy catching the sturgeon up there, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, they're... tell you, nothing wrong with some big sturgeon, and it's amazing how, you know, the sturgeon have really gained popularity amongst anglers. And, you know, I think people realize that, man, first off, it's probably going to be the biggest freshwater fish they ever catch. Secondly, you know, it's not that hard to sturgeon fish, and it's really not very expensive. You know, when you're sturgeon fishing, you're really using the same kind of rig you would as fishing like maybe a big catfish or something to that effect. You can buy big, you know, fiberglass rods and reels for pretty reasonable, and you get some heavy line put on there, and then you use a 4 ounce no roll sinker with an 18 inch sturgeon rig. It's like 60 pound lead with a 5-aught circle hook, and you load that circle hook up with crawlers and shiners, and you fish the holes of the river. It's actually very simple fishing, just like you're fishing carp or catfish.
Right, right. Joe Henry, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio, talking about Lake of the Woods and, of course, the Rainy River. And we can talk more about the Rainy as things go. But if you want to track the melt on the Rainy River, you can do that on the Lake of the Woods Tourism Facebook page. So let's get back to ice fishing right now because, man, if you like to ice fish, I love to ice fish. Of course, I'm chasing snows right now, but a trip to Lake of the Woods right now is probably not a bad idea. Now, as far as resorts go and things like that, are they're still guiding people out on the lake?
Absolutely. They're going to be guiding until the very end. And so if people want to come up and there's lodging available, there's fish houses out, you know, just call your favorite Lake of the Woods resort and come on up. I mean, it's go time. And we've noticed an increase in walleye activity. The pike have been going strong for about the last month. So it's only going to get better, and it's already good. So it's really a neat time to come up. And again, it's the only game in town. It's going to be the last time you get a chance to go ice fishing for these big fish. And the next time you get out there in the water, it's going to be probably the fishing opener, unless you fish the river, you know.
Boy, I know it's hard to predict, and you never really know, but with the long-range forecast that we've got right now, and you've got 4 to 5 feet of ice on the lake, I mean, you got to think you're going to be ice fishing up until that April 14th date.
Yeah. Oh, they will be, I think. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because there's been times where, you know, well, it happens every year. We get ice anglers out on the ice. We get boats out on the Rainy River. It's kind of a cool time because you get fish houses crossing boats all the time in Bidette. But no, it's true. And you know what? Well, quite honestly, if people want to be out catching those pike, there might be people fishing pike up until May.
Right, and we haven't even gotten into pike talk yet here on Sporting Journal Radio. Joe Henry, our guest, talking Lake of the Woods. But one of my favorite things about fishing the Rainy in the spring, Joe, is I just think it's cool to be in a boat jigging for walleyes when the shorelines are all covered in snow.
Yeah, that is neat, isn't it? Well, then, you know, it's kind of interesting, too, because, you know, the last few years have been warm springs, and the winter hasn't, the winters haven't been as cold as they were this year. But consequently, you know, that water would open up all the way into the lake. So boats would be up against the ice pack on the lake. So you have this massive ice pack that goes for 30 something miles, and you're on the edge of it, and you're hearing the ice tinkling and deteriorating as you're sitting jigging right next to it.
Yikes.
I mean, it's some really cool things that are happening this time of year. And like you said, having the shorelines full of snow, there's still ice on some of the shorelines when you're jigging that Rainy River. Every once in a while, a piece of ice chunk comes floating down next to you. I mean, it's just a cool time.
Well, let's talk about what you're hearing. You said you're hearing about increased walleye activity. You're hearing about any big fish, whether walleyes or pike even, people getting some big pike on tip-ups up there?
Both, yeah. So for the walleyes, you know, we're fishing anywhere from, you know, 25 to 32 feet of water still. And you know what? We're just noticing that there's more fish coming in the fish cleaning houses, and there's nicer walleyes too. We're still getting our saugers. That's kind of a given. But so, I mean, that's increasing. You know, the people that are really after it in collapsibles, they're doing the morning evening bites. So they're hitting the shorelines in that 15 to 20 feet of water, both right away in the morning and they close the night out that way. As far as pike go, same deal. I mean, they've been fishing pike though since February in these pre-spawn areas, and the pike have been very active. And oh, they're getting some sleds, man. They're getting some big pike, you know, in that 40 to 45 inch range.
Well, you can see pictures, I'm sure, of some of these fish at the Lake of the Woods Tourism Facebook page, and of course, Lake of the Woods website too, lakeofthewoodsmn.com. What all can people find on that website, Joe?
You know, it's really a mixture of everything. It has information about our entire area. It has a list of all of our resorts and hotels. We have them broken down between Northwest Angle, South Shore, and Rainy River. So it's easy for you to find a place to stay. If you come up during a busy weekend and a spur of the moment, we have a lodging availability finder. Where you enter your info, you put the dates in, you hit the send button, and it goes to the resorts in the geographic area you think about heading to. It's got everything about fishing the Rainy River, where the access points are. It's got about ice fishing. It's got about how to and how to jig walleyes, how to best work the 1-2 approach of the jig and line and the dead stick. I mean, we really have just about everything in there, from information about our area to how to catch these fish and typically when to target them.
LakeOfTheWoodsMN.com. Joe Henry, it's kind of a virtual booth. Basically like what you'd see at a show, like, say the show in Fargo, or what you were in Sioux Falls recently. Is that right?
Yep. This past weekend we had the Sioux Falls Sportsman Show. Yes. And, yep. So it is kind of like a sportsman show in the sense it's a virtual booth, like you say. And, you know, we just loaded it up and we thought, you know, some of the how-to videos we do that we put out on Facebook and things, it wouldn't be helpful for that first timer or somebody that's not real, skilled at fishing to be able to see some of those videos before they come up. So we've done a lot of different things to try to appeal to a wide spectrum of anglers. You know, obviously the person who's a real talented angler aren't gonna look at those videos. However, they might be looking at where the ice out is on the Rainy River right now. And we have that on our website as well. So there's really something for everybody, and even just having a full access of all of our lodging facilities is very, very handy. Makes it quick when you wanna find a resort.
For sure. And you sound pretty good. I know you got hit after that show. You got hit with one of those nasty colds that's been going around. And Joe, if it's anything like what I got, it's going to be bothering you for a while yet.
Yeah, let's hope not. I'll tell you, I thought I'd make it through the sports show season unscathed, but regardless of how much hand sanitizer I use and everything else, somehow it got me.
Well, it's so tough when you're meeting people constantly and everybody has been sick this year, and you know, and it's been a good one. So what do you do? It's almost inevitable.
You trudge through it, don't you?
Yeah. Not much you can do, Joe. All right. Well, lakeofthewoodsmn.com. You can find out more information. Joe Henry, thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
Thanks, everybody.
Also, my thanks to Nicole Larson. Of course, check out her wildlife art, Larson's Wildlife Art, on Facebook. My thanks to Doug Lear and, of course, Lucas Mertens from Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Go do some ice fishing. You're going to be able to do it for a while, fish or biting. Or come join us for snow goose hunting in South Dakota with Mid-Migration Outfitters. I'm Brett T. Amundson. Thank you for listening. And make sure you take some time to spend some time in the outdoors this week.
You've been listening to Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors, on the Sporting Journal Radio Network. To listen to this show again, get the latest hunting and fishing news and more, visit sportingjournalradio.com.